Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. They had it.
He listened. Jalen watched what Matt Ryan said. He said, I'm running that play again. I'm going to give him the perfect throw. Front shoulder, like Matt said, get it out in front.
Wow. Wow.
That's why you don't throw, though.
I mean,
that's why you don't throw.
It is why you don't throw, but oh, it was a perfect call.
You hit quarterback. Like,
there's three of them on there. So that was Peyton, Eli, and Matt Ryan.
You know, they always used to say, it's three things that can happen when you throw the football.
And two are bad.
And two of them are always bad. That's the chance you take, man. That's the chance you take. You know, I'm not mad at Saquon. I know a lot of people are. I'm not mad at him.
Yeah, mad's not the word. I mean, he's had first 2 weeks, but that's a big drop. I mean, Kyle, we made Nelson Agholor into a meme for a year for a drop. And no, this drop was worse. Agholor's, by the way, and I always liked Agholor, that was back of the end zone, probably 30 yards from the quarterback, and it's supposed to be a drop in at the back.
Saquon was wide open facing Jalen
Hurts. It's wide open. Now, Agholor's a receiver, right? It's different. Sure. But, like, this was a bad drop.
And you heard Matt Ryan at the end of it. Like, they had it. Very clear. Like, I don't know what you were watching before the break, Hugh, but like Saquon very clearly had a first down.
I'm looking at it. It was not a guaranteed first down.
Be any more obvious that
it was
a
not,
first
it was
down.
It's not a guaranteed
first down. I disagree. I don't think he's getting a touchdown.
It's not a guaranteed first down.
He's getting a first down, dude. I think
not a touchdown, though.
No, a touchdown is a stretch. If he can make those guys miss, it's a touchdown.
You said
it's the most clear first down ever.
If that's not a clear first down.
Dude, yes, it is. The guys are behind the yard marker. Like, he's getting that. He's already running faster than that.
He has to catch it and turn around. Yeah, you know that,
yes,
right?
Yes, Hugh, but if he catches it in stride, which is where the ball was, he gets a first.
Like, Kyle, he was turned around to catch the ball. He still has to turn around and go at least a yard
to get the first down. An easy first down, man.
All right,
so obvious.
We had three quarterbacks debating there, and those three probably have like 750 career starts in the NFL between them. Let's add one more, and this is the decision earlier in the game, first quarter, to not kick the field goal. Here's Troy Aikman on the ESPN broadcast.
You know, I have these conversations with a lot of people. It's seemingly every day how much the game's changed. Of course, the protections, the safety issues with the players, all that's great. But the biggest change to me is in these situations. I mean, going for it on fourth down, you see it when you're on your own side of the 50-yard line here. I mean, there was a time you would no more think about going for it here in the first quarter when you've got a chance to take a lead. And we've green-lighted all these coaches with analytics.
I mean, there's probably 1,000.
He ain't lying.
He's not. There's probably, between the four quarterbacks you heard from there, there's probably 1,000 starts. There's like, what, 7 rings, a million trips to the Super Bowl between them, and they're all confused, right? Like, Matt Ryan did say he liked the actual call, the design of the play.
But you run it.
But Aikman in the first quarter, and then you have the two Mannings and Ryan in the fourth quarter saying, like, they're confused at what the coach is doing.
Yeah, because you in that situation, you want to salt the game away. It was during last year when we were playing the Commodores, and I was watching the game with a friend of mine, and it's a similar situation. And he said, Hugh, what are you doing? He said, what are they about to do? I said, well, they're going to run the ball. Guess what, Joe? I look like a fool. They were throwing the ball and threw the ball so much that they put the ball in harm's way and almost lost the game.
Yeah.
That's what analytics tell you. Seth had a point this morning that I forgot about. There was a Super Bowl lost doing the same thing. Marshawn Lynch gets you all the way down to the 1 yard line, and you think that that's an easy run, easy money. They throw the ball. Analytics, man. I mean, it is what it is. And a lot of coaches, and after that, who was it? Coach Carroll came in there and said, hey, and that was the right call in that situation. He defended it.
So, and you know what? And similar to that play, right? Because what Sirianni was saying last night is they were crowding the line. The run was going to be really hard. Belichick did the same thing to Pete Carroll and the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. The Falcons baited them into throwing the football last night. You could say Saquon should have caught it. They baited them.
But he was wide open.
Okay, but maybe their plan was... No, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Kyle.
Because
they wanted them
first
to...
down.
If you asked the Falcons before the play, forget the outcome. Do you want the Eagles to run or throw? What do you think they would have said?
I want them to be aggressive and
what
win the game.
What do you think the Falcons would have said?
What they would rather them do? Probably throw.
But then they baited them into the throw.
But that doesn't matter.
Yes,
because
it does.
No, it doesn't. He was wide open. The play call worked.
Saquon
just dropped it. Yes, it did. The play call worked. The players didn't execute it. The play call worked.
Guess what? That's part of football. Sometimes the play call works and they don't execute.
No, those are two different things.
They gave them 40 seconds. 40 seconds and the same outcome.
Joe, if five guys are running wide open, but Jalen Hurts throws a worm burner, is that the play call not working or the players not executing? These are two separate entities.
The point is,
Saquon dropped
the
ball.
They can't stop the clock. And the Eagles did the only thing that could stop the clock.
See,
there's one way the clock stops.
Is if they,
the
if
clock
they
does matter.
Pass. It did. Like for me, as an old school football
it
player,
it matters.
The biggest thing that I want to do in that, I want to bleed the clock. Like I hear you saying the way that they went down the field and scored.
You're not recognizing if they have 40 less seconds. You're extrapolating the drive they scored on.
They got down in four plays,
hold
man.
On. But they would have had to spike the football if they had less time. Like
they're going to throw out routes to the sideline. I mean, we don't know that. The lesson here is they carved up our defense like they were freaking soft butter, dude.
I get it, but they were given
you got
life.
Less time to
they
do
were,
it.
They were dead when that game went to the 2 minute warning. The Falcons were a dead team, and the combination of Sirianni and Saquon gave them life.
Yeah,
how about this? Do you agree that it's harder to execute in that situation with 40 seconds on the clock or a minute left on the clock as opposed to a minute and 40?
Yes, but we're talking out of both sides of our mouth, and they say, Hugh, because we're saying then we got to go for it on fourth. Then you're going to give them an even shorter field in less time. It doesn't make any sense.
What I'm saying is this.
It would have been a longer field. The play is on the 10-yard line.
No, they only need to get in a field goal range, Joe, not into the end zone.
No. Okay.
You're talking 70 yards for about like 50, 60. I mean, like,
there's an outcome that no one is talking about today. They could have got the first down running the ball. Everyone tells me it's the best offensive line in the league.
But they also might not
run
have.
It.
But they also might not have.
Of course not. But they also might have. Like, the best possible scenario could have been a run for the first down.
Okay, but I know what I saw, and I saw Saquon wide open drop a catch.
I get it. All right, let's go to Derek, and who's up next. What's up, Derek?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Derek!
Well,
what's
a lot, Derek. I mean, that.
Yo. Hugh.
Yes.
You on point with a lot of stuff, but yesterday you was all over Jahan Dotson saying Brian Mitchell was saying this, he didn't want to compete, he's this, he's that. Now today you acting like the Eagles did him a disservice, like he's working hard in practice and he not get rewarded. Like, I'm confused a little bit.
Okay, well, let me explain it to you, Derek. I'm going to explain it to you. Because I said Nick Sirianni talked about he gave him high praise. So he was giving him high praise about being here and getting an opportunity and how they traded for him. That's why I went to that route. You're right. I said that yesterday. And then I heard the press clippings when Nick Sirianni talked about how he's been working hard and all this other stuff. So give him an opportunity. That's what he's here for.
This is about the reason why I called. Nick Sirianni, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say he's a bad coach. I'm not going to say he's a good coach. I just think that he's way too emotional, bro. Like when Chaucer got, when what's his name?
Gardner, CJ, GJ, with that hit.
That was a big stop.
That was a monster hit, though, man.
Over.
Yeah.
The game was not over. He ran down like a kid to celebrate with him, and the game wasn't even over. You don't do all that until the game is over, bro. I just think that he's way too emotional, and he just gets caught up in the moment. Like, you can't tell me that you'd rather be 0-0 or up 3-0. At home, right? Take the point.
Especially when you don't have A.J. Brown. Like, your best red zone threat is not there. Derek, I agree. It doesn't make sense. David in Westchester. Hey, David.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, I love when you lose control of your radio show. This is great.
Today's one of those days. And David, it usually happens after losses. I can't think straight. I want to scream about the coach. And then I got Hugh and Kyle screaming at each other. It's great stuff.
Props to Kyle, man. He's on fire. I had a little soiree last night to celebrate an Eagles victory. And my drunk uncle, right, hooked up with my ugly girlfriend, and they ran off to Mexico to get married. That's the kind of night I
caught.
I caught that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some unk talk.
Yeah. Hey, I caught that.
But this defense is totally inept, and I can't add anything that hasn't already been said. You know, they couldn't even stop you if you were running the ball, Joe. It's actually just that bad, and that's how he's fought. But I want to get to the problem in the room, which is their head coach. Nick Sirianni should not be a head coach in the NFL. His fingerprints are all over this team. In week one, when he was going, when Jalen was just holding the ball, that's left over from Sirianni just whispering in his ear for last year, make the big play, instead of doing a 1-2-3 throw, 1-2-3 throw, 1-2-3-4-5 throw. His decision-making is so suspect and so poor, it's just horrible to watch. As soon as they didn't go for it on fourth down at the end of the game, I was like, they're going to lose this game. Jesus, they're just going to drive all the way down the field and score just like they did in Seattle last year. And you know what? I'm not that smart, Joe. I'm not. But you know what they did? They drove down the field and they scored. And I started a fight at work today so I could come home. I'm home now, right? And it's just, don't realize what they do to you, you know, with a loss like this. You know, I'm just sitting there, and in the last minute of that game, I'm just like, oh my God, they're going to blow this.
Yeah, it's mind numbing. And it's a pattern, man. It's a pattern that's gone on with this coach for a while. 215-592-9494. All right, Ross Tucker will join us at 12:30. His thoughts on all this. But there's something more concerning than just one loss. We'll get to that next. Not just the loss last night, but the signs of something that started last year. It trickled over to last night. We'll let you hear some audio of it next. It is the Midday Show, as always, on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, let me tell you about Hatfield, why we're doing all this arguing in this studio this morning. It's here, the most wonderful time of the year, football season. And what's on the menu for football season? Pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield and put some pork on your fork. Elevate your kickoff cuisine with Hatfield's winning lineup of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, and ham. Whether you're a tailgate king or a gridiron gourmet, Hatfield helps you savor the taste of victory. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.